Good evening, this is Jatera of Scram Web and Eva Online Blog. One thing I've decided to do as a small project relating to the blog is to create a podcast dealing with the Alliance Tournament 8. What I'm going to do is I'm going to provide alternative audio commentary to the tournament. So I'm going to basically play all the matches of the tournament over the course of the next year, and I'm going to provide audio commentary. So at the beginning of the podcast, when you hit play on the podcast, also hit play on the video with the sound of the video muted, and you should hear my commenting instead. So stop this podcast, go back to the beginning of the podcast, open up the Alliance Tournament, go to the first tournament, which is the first match, which is against All Authorities versus Perihelion Alliance, and hit play on that tournament game, and hit play on the podcast, and things should be in sync. So let's get started. So this match against All Authorities versus Perihelion Alliance is the first match of the tournament. Against Authorities has fielded 3 Tengus, 2 Drakes, a Scimitar, a Dramiel, two Cormorants, and a Carries. Whereas Perihelion Alliances fielded a Battlecruiser gang of a Drake, 3 Hurricanes, 3 Cyclones, a Scimitar, and a Saber. Now, what's interesting with this match is it's sort of a sign of things to come. Against Authorities has fielded a fleet that you're going to see a lot of in this tournament of basically missile-spamming ships. The idea of these ships is that they keep at range, and you fire off missiles. It's got about 2,000 or so DPS combined missile damage. They have missiles at a range that pretty much covers the entire arena. Meanwhile, Perihelion Alliance has fielded what I call sort of a Team Minmitar Battlecruiser gang, which is another gang you're going to see pretty often. It's pretty ineffective against this missile-spamming gang for the very simple reason that it can't get in range. So as you see, as the match starts, massive number of missiles get launched from those Tengus and Drakes, and they power towards and take out the Saber from the Perihelion Alliance, which probably turned on its micro-warp drive and then was incinerated. Now, both these gangs are shield tanked, so, and you can know that because they both have Scimitar support, and Scimitar is a shield tank logistics ship. One thing you're going to observe in this match is damage is pretty light. There is not a huge amount of DPS in the field against All Authorities, and Perihelion Alliance simply cannot get their ships into range very often. However, when they do get all their ships in range, whatever they're close to is going to incinerate. Now, when the first major thing that happened to Perihelion Alliance was that their Scimitar went down after the Saber, of course. Losing the Scimitar was really bad for Perihelion Alliance because that was what was keeping their ships alive. Their ships being shield tank Minmitar ships plus the Drake, with the exception of the Drake, shield tank Minmitar battlecruisers have a okay tank but nothing to write home about. Definitely nowhere near the tank that the shield tanked ships on the Against Authorities has with the Tengus and the Drakes. So even though Against Authorities now also lost their Scimitar, when it comes to tank, Perihelion Alliance is a problem. So what you're going to observe is, and you just saw that there, where a Perihelion Alliance battlecruiser, Hurricane, slowly bled shield, slowly, then all of a sudden shield is gone, and armor and structure pretty much were incinerated. And that's a pattern you're going to see repeat again and again as those Minmitar battlecruisers get pounded on by those missile spams. Let me just talk about EWAR. Perihelion Alliance bringing shield-tanked Minmitar battlecruisers and other shield-tanked ships has no EWAR really to speak of. Don't know if the Saber had anything, but pretty much all their ships are DPS ships. Again, so Authorities, smarter. They didn't bring a lot of EWAR, but they did bring a Carries, which is a bit odd. And they also have a Dramiel. The Dramiel provides tackle to stop ships. I'm not sure why they want to do that. And the Carries provide sensor dampening, which, again, I'm not entirely sure why they want ships not to be able to shoot at range. But that's what they brought. The reason why I'm puzzled by the Carries is if you have a... I would understand if Perihelion Alliance had a Carry. So it would make sense. You want ships to be close to you, and so you dampen out their sensors, so they have to get close to you to fight you. Since Against Authorities has long-range ships, it really doesn't seem much point if that carries, but nevertheless they have it. I suppose it's doing something for them. Anyways, this battle is pretty much over now, even though it doesn't look like it. The Kangoos on from against authorities basically are going about, can go nearly 2 kilometers per second between the three of them to 2,000 DPS. There is nothing on the Perihelion Alliance that can possibly catch any of the against authority ships, and it's just really a matter of time before they wear out their welcome. As far as I'm concerned, the carriers, the Dramiel, and the Drake are pretty much throwaway ships in the setup. The Drake is probably going to go down because it can be caught by the Minmatar battlecruisers, and he'll be incinerated pretty quickly once they get within range. But aside from that, the battle's pretty much over. The Dramiel, I'm not sure what they're doing with the Dramiel. It probably is a tackle Dramiel, designed to grab ships and stop them. It may have some E-War on it. It obviously can go faster than, well, Dramiel's being the fastest ship in the game, it can pretty much outrun any other ship, and it really shouldn't go down, although you will see later it does get within range. I don't know if they lose traversal or log out or something, but it gets pretty much incinerated in a couple of seconds when it gets to within range of those battle cruisers. But, as I said, this is a pretty typical thing. You're going to see a lot of these. These triple Tengu setups are very, very popular. I'd say it was one of the most popular setups of the match for the very simple reason that they have a hell of a buffer tank, and they can do pretty good damage at the range that equals the size of the arena. So they can basically kite most ships and pound on them and pound on them and pound on them until they get and they blow up the enemy ship, and taking them down is hard. I'd say each of those Tengus is as much effective hit points as two of the Perihelion Alliance Minmatar battlecruisers. So that's going to be quite a problem. And as expected, Perihelion Alliance battlecruisers are slowly being chipped away at. They've now got two Cyclones left. Really, if they'd managed to keep that Scimitar alive, then those Cyclones or Hurricanes could have had effectively a good tank, because there's not enough authority from against not enough DPS from against authorities to incinerate, to overcome the repping from the Scimitar. But since the Scimitar has been blown up, these ships are pretty much just, they're going to get damage and damage and damage, so they blow up. And that was interesting. What I just observed there, maybe I'm wrong, was a rep on this Cyclone. These may be self-repping, which is an interesting fit. Cyclones have an inherent bonus towards shield repping, which means it's probably got an extra large shield booster in there, which gives them one extra shot to up their DP effective hit points significantly. Sometimes it's a good idea, sometimes it's not. But now that you can see Lee Dalton in a Cyclone is out of shields, his armor is going to incinerate pretty quickly and then his structure. You're probably not going to see any damage against those Tengus, since really with the exception of the missiles coming from the Drake from Perihelion Alliance, there's no real damage that they can do. It is possible that Drake is a ham Drake as well, just based upon the idea that the rest of the ships that Perihelion Alliance have are short range. That'd be my guess. In which case, it's impossible for them to do anything. So we can slowly watch pretty missiles smash into Perihelion Alliance, slowly destroying them. What you will see later on in the tournament are set up similar to Perihelion Alliance, be using faster ships with bonuses to speed. I suspect, based on what the commentator said, the Perihelion Alliance ships are maxing at about 1,000 DPS and maybe 1,000 meters per second and maybe a bit more than that. If Perihelion Alliance had gone with, faster, more nano-fit battlecruisers and probably less tracking enhancers, DPS, they could probably get those things up significantly faster, especially with some useful ganglinks. They might be able to get them closer to 2,000 meters per second, in which case they can actually catch those Tengus. And once you get four battlecruisers surrounding a Tengu, the Tengu dies real quick. But alas, that's not what Imperial Alliance fit. They were just too slow. They required short range, and they were slow. This is a common thing you're going to see in this tournament. Short-range setups going against long-range setups, and short-range setups, if they're fast, win, and if they're slow, they die. In fact, I'm going to give you a secret. The next tournament has pretty much something similar happen. And sort of the next match has something pretty similar happen. So, I'm going to close off on this. You can watch the end of the show, watching as Drake gets slowly pounded. It'll take a couple minutes, but it will go down. Thank you for listening.